Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have a most amazing story, which the Lubavitcher Rebbe himself told. And it's a story about the first Chabad Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, Sfer Zalman of Liadi, and his son, the Mittler Rebbe, the second Chabad Rebbe, who grew up later to be the second Chabad Rebbe, and his son, that is the Alter Rebbe's grandson. And the story goes like this. There was a certain period of time in which the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, Sfer Zalman of Liadi, was living with his family in the same apartment building or house that the Mittler Rebbe, his son, was living in. It was like two separate apartments. The Alter Rebbe was downstairs, and the Mittler Rebbe was upstairs. So the Alter Rebbe, the Zayde, was downstairs. The Mittler Rebbe, his son, was upstairs. And in one of the rooms of that upstairs house, the Mittler Rebbe's son was sleeping. He was a little baby, and he was in a cradle, which is like a little wooden bed that rocked, made to rock. And he was sleeping in there, in the next room over. And, like sometimes happens to babies, they can fall out of such a cradle. And the little baby fell out, and he was crying. He was on the floor, he was crying. Now, his father, the Mittler Rebbe, over there, used to learn Torah with great concentration and focus. And he was so focused and concentrating so hard on what he was learning that he did not hear his son, his baby son, crying in the next room, who had fallen out of the cradle. He didn't hear him. But downstairs, the Alter Rebbe, the Zayde of the baby, was also learning with great concentration, but he heard the baby crying. He went upstairs and he picked up the baby and comforted the baby until the baby stopped crying, and then he put him back in the cradle and went back to sleep. Later, Alter Rebbe spoke to his son, the Mittler Rebbe, and said to him, "No matter what we are doing, no matter how important it is, we're learning Torah, we're davening, doing a mitzvah, whatever it is that's going on, but if there's a Jewish child crying, we have to hear it. We have to hear it, and we have to stop what we're doing and pay attention to that Jewish child who's crying and do whatever needs to be done so that the child will stop crying. And this is a lesson for us too. Sometimes we might know about somebody that is not getting a Jewish education. Well, a Jewish boy or girl, or even a Jewish young man or young lady, or even an old Jewish man or old Jewish woman, if they're not getting a Jewish education, they haven't learned about Judaism, about Yiddishkeit, about Torah mitzvahs, then they are certainly crying. At least their neshamas are crying. They might not be crying because they might not even know that Yiddishkeit is so important and Torah mitzvahs are so important. So either they are people that should be crying because they're not getting a good Torah mitzvah education, or they might be so far away from understanding Torah mitzvahs, they don't even realize what they're missing. And such people, we definitely have to try to help. Whatever we can do, if we know somebody, we heard of somebody that is not getting a good Torah mitzvah education, we have to do whatever we can to help them. Because they are crying out for a good Jewish education, good Torah mitzvah education, or even if they're not actually crying, but they should be crying. And it's even worse if they don't even know enough to be crying. So this is the lesson that we need to take from this story, that any time that there's a Jewish boy or girl or a young man or young woman or even an adult, and they're far from the Yiddishkeit, they're far from Torah mitzvahs, they're missing something so, so important. We have to stop what we're doing and try to help them. And this certainly will bring Mashiach quicker and quicker and quicker. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.